Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
What company am I reaching?
I'm with a third-party call center. We assist several companies. But if you have an order or an account, I can look that information up for you.
Yeah, I've been charged for $67.32, and it says Maximum Selection LA or Maximum Selection Lawn AN, something like that. But I don't know what other numbers I could give you to track this.
Okay, we can start off by with your zip code and your name, please.
Yes, it's 95032. 95032, yes.
What's your name?
Diaco Davari, D-A-V-A-R-I.
And will you please verify your mailing address?
It's 835 Pollard Road in Los Gatos, California, 95032.
Okay, and I do show that there was a $7.95 charge, shipping and handling, for the Wi-Fi booster, and it shows that there was a $67.32 charge, because once you pay that shipping and handling, the terms and conditions states that you're enrolled into a factory savings club. So every month you're charged, and in return, you receive a $125 gift card to use on that online web store.
Yeah, I really don't want that. So, you know.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and cancel that account out for you.
Yeah, can you? And I will go ahead and dispute it on my side, too, on that account.
Well, we have that account canceled for you, sir. So hold just a moment, please.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yes, we have it canceled. I have that cancellation number for you, and we can go ahead and offer you a 50% refund, as that it is a valid charge, sir.
Okay, so you're saying you're canceling this, but there is a charge for what?
Yes, we were saying there's a 50% refund we can offer you, since that information was stated in the terms and condition, and I can cancel that account out so you will not continue to be charged.
Yeah, okay. So you want to give me the cancellation number?
Oh, yes. That cancellation is C as in cancel, 259-420-825.
Okay, C259-420-825. So that will be credited to my account, same account?
Yes. If you allow at least 3 to 5 business days, you should see that on your statement.
Okay. All right, then.
All right.
So I don't... Till I see that, and then if I don't see it, then I will dispute. You know?
Yes, sir. So you, yes, and just to be clear, you are agreeing to the 50% refund, correct?
50% of it only?
No, I said 50%.
What is the 50% regarding what?
That's to, you know, 50% of the amount that you were charged, the $67.32.
So that means the company is going to forfeit the 50% of it?
Yes, 50, 50%.
Yeah, 50. Well,
mm-hmm.
Why half of this amount is going to go to that?
You say you did what now?
Why are they charging 50% of the $67.32?
Right, as a courtesy, because it is a valid charge with that information being stated in the terms and conditions. But as a courtesy, since it went unnoticed to you, they were, you know, they all agreed to offer you a 50% refund.
Yeah, I don't want to go that. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and dispute this whole thing.
Okay, so. Well, as a one-time courtesy, I can just go ahead and refund that full amount, since you did not understand that.
My bank even sent me a notice saying this is a hoax. So that's why I'm glad they did this. So, yeah, please, the whole
okay.
amount.
Okay, yes. So I went ahead and processed that. So you should see that full refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And do I still receive that Wi-Fi thing or no? That's canceled.
Yes, it has already been shipped out to you, so that's yours to keep.
All right.
So, yeah, so it's not a fraud or anything, sir, but I did get it canceled for you, okay?
Okay, that's good. No, because that's just my bank tells me. You know, they always want.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Well, have a good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling customer support.
Sure. Bye.